You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Rob, watch out!
Oh, what?
Today's the last day.
Of what?
The sale to go to a live training for part 107 to get the study material,
yes,
the free membership, the free study guide, the live training with certified FAA instructors. Today is the last day to use that code, which is
DU, I'm having to look, 107CA. Here's the thing, Paul. The value's there for the full price, but why not get the $50 off if you can?
Well, today's the last day that you can use that coupon and take advantage of it. Now, here's the thing. If you can't attend the class yourself, guess what? We are live streaming that
class. Very excited about that. That's going to bring a lot more people into the fold to get the information they need to pass the test.
I think there's going to be over 100 people in this class. It's going to be huge.
I hope so.
Either way, you can use the coupon for the live stream or to go in person. But either way, it's dedicated, focused, distraction-free time for you to study. So let me ask you this. Are you comfortable with the material right now? Because if you even have to ask yourself that question, then you should go to the class.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get started.
Really quick, before we get started, you need to go to droneulive.com. That's where you're going to find the links to purchase the class. Be it live there in California with us, which we would love to see each and every one of you, or live streaming it, either one.
Invest in yourselves
and get this done.
Well, remember, this is just the first hurdle. And today we actually have a really awesome question. And we're going to talk about, you know, how should you be studying for this? Let's say you go to the class, you don't go to the class. How should you be studying for this? What should you be studying? And if you are a DroneU member, where can you find all the study material? So let's just get right into it. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and that's going to confuse some people. This is episode number 402, and we are so appreciative that you're hanging with us. We really are.
Well, I hope
you don't get tired of me saying that, because it's true.
I you know, the whole 3, 2, 1 thing really helps me get started into the
thing. That's cool.
Anyway.
That's awesome.
It is a beautiful day. It is Wednesday. Whether you're listening in the car, you've subscribed to us and watch on YouTube, this is going to be one podcast you do not want to miss. So let's just go ahead and play the question. Let's get right into it. We're going to dive deep down. Again, if you're listening in the car, turn it up, because this is information you will not want to miss.
My name is Daniel Adi, and I'm a member of DroneU. And my question is, where do we find the study material that we need to study for our remote pilot's license?
Number one, I have to say, Daniel's been a longtime member. In fact, he's one of our original members, which, man, that's so cool that you've stuck with us. Hopefully you've gotten a tremendous amount of value, but I didn't know his name was Adi.
I thought it was Oat.
I thought it was Ott.
Hmm. Either way, let's just show this really quick. So right now you can see we're logged into the DroneU website. And once you log in yourself, you're going to click and go over the community dashboard. And then bottom left corner, it's going to say part 107 study material. You go in there, click that, and then click the final picture. And then you'll be able to actually see the part 107 study material.
That's right.
All 106 pages of it. Someone said I should make it 107.
Yeah, that would have made sense, but...
Yeah,
that
but
was
that,
too
that's
cliche.
Just a little over the top.
Yeah.
Anyway, cliche. Go ahead.
I was just saying, obviously, he's talking to the people that are watching this on YouTube. If not, go check it out on YouTube. Get a little perspective into what the inside of the DroneU page looks like.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you'll get a chance to actually check it out.
Yeah.
Either way, all right, why am I going to tell you what I'm going to tell you? I want to just say a couple things really quick. I have taken actual FAA exams. Not the Part 107 exam, but actual FAA exams. And I think that a lot of people would be really upset if I said, just learn how to take the test, which means you learn the questions, you learn the answers, and you learn how to take the test.
Okay.
Now, that's going to get you about 75% of the way. You really have to understand airspace and all of that, which is, you know, when you take the test, you get maps and you actually have to look at certain areas in certain sections. You can see all of this, by the way, if you log on to Instagram and go to Instagram.com/TheDroneU. As we post these questions a lot. But I've taken these tests before, and I know how wordy they are and how much they focus on trying to trick you up.
Right.
And just like...
As most tests do.
Yeah. And just like as Ted Wilson said, The reason I tell people to take the written exam before they come to ground school is because they're literally learning how to take the exam and how to pass the exam.
Sure.
Once they come to ground school, that's when I actually teach them the theory. They understand it. They get it. He goes, the sad part is with the FAA exams is that you're not really learning to learn. You're learning to take a test. You're learning to answer the questions in a way that's going to get the right answer.
Yeah.
Now, if I said just that without explaining what I'm about to say, a lot of people would be really mad. They're like, don't tell people to just learn to take the test and do your online quiz questions and all that. But at the end of the day, you really should. You also should learn the operation in and out. You should learn how to take the test, but you should also read over all the material because the FAA is going to get really strict about enforcements. You know, in the past few years, they've been like less enforcement, more compliance. So slap on the wrist, explain to us how you're going to correct this issue and we move on.
Yeah, and I think part of that is because there were not clear rules. And I think they understood that. And so they gave the benefit of the doubt. But now that there are very clear rules, they are going to step up enforcement because they have something to enforce.
And also, I just got the enforcement guide that they put out. They're looking on YouTube. They're looking on Facebook. Mm-hmm. They're looking on Twitter. So if you're posting stuff, you're flying over people, you're doing things you shouldn't be doing, flying in airspace, you're going to get a couple of really nasty letters coming soon. But anyway, let's go back. Credibility and authority. Why does it matter what I'm telling you how to study? I've taken it myself. I've talked to a lot of other flight instructors on how they would recommend to train taking this test. And we're going to do the same thing. So how should you really study for the test? Number one, you have got to read over some sort of study guide and study material. The FAA did actually put out a guide that says, hey, this is everything that's going to be on the test. And here are all the documents where you can find that information.
Right.
There's a few documents that are missing out of that, and all the information is not there. You know, John Rupert in a recent blog post said you should study the Airman's Certificate Standards, Section 2 and 5, really well. So that's actually something I'm going to be adding into our study guide.
Okay.
But in our study guide, you have that document that the FAA said, here's the material, here's what you need to study. But that document says, go look at 2,500 pages. Mm-hmm. And what we did is we broke that down into about 106 pages,
right,
where you have every section that the FAA says you need to study, where the information is, and the information itself.
So let me ask you this. How did you justify that? So 2,500 pages down to 106. What was the methodology for distilling it into 106 pages and thinking that we're going to be able to give everybody everything they need?
Because the FAA asks very specific questions based on the information, and you're really hunting for the main detail that's in the question. So they'll say, like, flying by wire, and then there will be two paragraphs, and then they move on to something else. So I would just take those two paragraphs, reference the test question, and then make sure we had everything in reference to all the test questions that were available, and then put that in the study guide. So
big time efficiency.
It took me 2 weeks to do that.
I mean efficiency for the person studying. Yeah. I know it took you forever to get that done.
So going back to how to study. So I would read through the study guide. I would read through the AC-107-2. That's Advisory Circular 107-2. It's really like, hey, this is explaining 107. If you do read the actual 107 law, that document, they say, is 600 pages. The actual legislative part of that document is like 30 pages. It's page 594 to the end of the document.
And the rest of it is narrative on examples, that kind of thing?
It's, oh, well, AUVSR said that we should do this and we consider it, but we're going to do this instead.
Which was how most of those paragraphs ended, right?
Yes.
We got this suggestion, but we're going to do this.
Yes. And a lot of the suggestions, like, you just, I mean, like, if you really know a lot about drones, you read about these other companies that say that they are all about drones, and it is a joke. It is like, excuse me? Are you asking about something that's already been done?
Hmm.
Huh.
Cool.
You don't seem very intelligent. Anyway, I get a kick out of it, so I don't want to be cynical. All right, you've read through the study guide, AC-107-2. You've read through the Airman's Certificate Standards, Section 2 and 5. You have gone over the summary of 107. So you've got your basic understanding of the material. Okay, I got a general idea. Now what? In order to pass this exam, you need to be taking study quiz after study quiz after study quiz after study quiz. This is how I single-handedly passed the exam for my powered parachute license.
Right.
We literally have the test questions here at Drone U. I'm not even saying that. Not the 40 questions that the FAA put out. I mean, like, the official test questions. And I'm not going to say how we got that material. It's blatantly out in the obvious, and no one's found it, which is beautiful. But everyone at Drone U who is a Drone U member, soon these questions are going to be built into a quiz that is going to be built into the website that you can use on your phone and take these questions, whether you're on a plane, you're in the car, you're waiting at the DMV for a new registration ticket, or maybe you're at your son's soccer game and you're just like, man, I really need to get some study time.
Coach took my son out of the game.
Yeah.
Might as well study.
You spend 2 hours a day between now and the test date and you're going to be fine. But for a lot of people, they don't have the tenacity, the persistence, the stick-to-itiveness, and the focus to do that. I mean,
sure.
I mean, most people don't, and it's okay. I'm the same way. That's why we have the class. I'm going to recommend you go to the class, but if I'm going to summarize how to study, it's going to be study guide, and if you don't have a study guide, you're going to read AC 107-2. You're going to read the 107 summary, the last 30 pages. You're going to read the Airman Certificate Standards, but that's not going to cover you for airspace and operations and weather, and they want to know some very specific information about weather. They want to know how to measure the angle of attack or the chord line on a wing of an aircraft.
But if people wanted to do it on their own, they didn't want to become a member or whatever and get our study guide, they can go dig into those 2,500 pages essentially, right?
And it's going to take you a whole lot of time.
But it's
possible, and somebody could do it. Yeah, yeah, if you don't have the money, it's possible. It's going to take you a lot of time though. And I mean, I think that's the paradox here, you know, spend less money, more time.
Sure.
More money, less time. But that always isn't the right case. There's another class going on, Drone Flight School. I think it's like $500. Mm-hmm. And our class is cheaper than that. And it's the same amount of time and same material. But we have multiple FAA flight instructors coming out to teach this.
Nice.
Very excited about that.
Yeah, very cool.
I will be heading up some of the sections as well, sections that I am familiar with. But, you know, John Rupert said on the podcast and in a blog post, majority of this test is going to be about airspace. And if you cannot master airspace, you're screwed.
Yeah.
That's why we have an FAA certified instructor coming in to teach all of you people. And again, if you don't have the money, you can't be there. I'm sorry. If you do have the money, which it's really not that much, and it's an investment in your business, you really should be there. If you can't be there physically, we've got a live stream. But the most important part about this is it's dedicated, focused time from very experienced individuals to get you past the test. What is that? It's the deliberate practice model. We are literally what we tell you about, we are going to do to you so that we can ensure your success. I think the only reason I have any authority or credibility to say I'm very confident in our study guide, I'm very confident in our questions, is because I've taken an FAA written exam before. Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with their system, as antiquated and geriatric as it is, I'm familiar with it. So
geriatric. That's funny.
Yes. Like geriatric drivers who go
no
5 miles an hour under the speed limit in the left lane.
And listeners.
Yes. Don't drive slow in the left lane.
Yes, yes, sir. Sorry. I won't do it again.
I love
Paul.
The look on people's faces when I blow by them in the right lane and just staring them down. Like, what are you doing?
Paul's a very technical driver. He's always analyzing who's where and why. And
you learned that when you drove with me.
What's the most efficient way to get from point A to point B? And if you're in my way, I'm going to make sure that you pay for that. Something along those lines.
Oh, I get really cynical when it comes to driving. That is for sure. So
that's kind of entertaining.
It's really entertaining for me because when the young guys come up and they're trying to like, oh, get out of my way, I'm going to fast. I love to like draw other cars in to like block them like systematically. It's so much fun. Anyway, it's like Frogger for me.
Always very safe though.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
I got new tires so I can brake faster now.
That's good.
Just kidding. Guys, we like to have a little fun here and you should have some fun when you're studying for this test. I think it's a great way. It's a very, very good way to memorize material, is to do it while you're having fun. So just to recap again, summarize, study guide, read material, quiz questions. You're going to want to take the quiz between 10 and 20 times to ensure that you're going to pass. This is what I did with my old FAA written exam. This is what I recommend you do. This is what I will be doing. And I am I'm 100% sure that I'm going to pass this test if I put the time in and go through the questions and do all of that.
Who knows? Maybe I'll take it. That would be a real test of our material. Can Rob pass
I
the
like
test?
This idea.
Oh, crap. What have I done?
Oh, man. We could have a whole like vlog on this.
Oh, man. That's
Rob
right.
studies the material.
He's up at 4 a.m.
Rob does the test questions. Rob arrives at the CAT Center. Rob gets slapped. I mean, he writes his signature on the test form.
Oh, it sounds boring. We're not going to do it. Anyways.
Rob takes the test. Rob passes the exam. Rob is now happy, for he has a certificate he'll probably never use.
That's right. No, someday. Anyways, guys, put in the time. Invest in your business. We want to see everybody be successful, and obviously this is the first step to making that happen.
So one other question, business that ties into all of this. If you had a drone license and certificate,
yeah.
but you couldn't fly, is it valuable to have that certificate?
Wait a minute. If you didn't, I don't know. Is it? Can somebody else fly under your certificate? Is that
yes,
what you're getting
they
at?
Can.
Under
yes,
your 107?
Mm-hmm. So
really?
If you just want to become a better drone base or a better drone cast or a better whatever, it's very, very simple in my opinion. So
well, we'll have to do another podcast on that and maybe go a little bit deeper about that.
Well, essentially, it's very clear. You can get a 107 license and divvy the work out to someone else. You have to say, we've done pre-flight, it's safe to fly, and you have to be there, but they fly, and then you can, you know, head out. It's a great way to divvy up jobs. It's a great way to capitalize if you're not a drone pilot. And I think there's tremendous in value in that because a lot of the drone pilots in this world are not taking this test seriously. It's going to be harder than your last college exam, your senior year.
Of course, I will say, I don't know that I would want to work with somebody who wasn't willing to put in the time to just pass the test themselves.
Ooh.
So that's something that you really want to weigh in light of what Paul's saying here. But that said, we can go into it at some point a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Why you're saying that's possible. Where in the law does it make that possible? We'll do that another time.
Definitely. And we got some more upcoming interviews, so make sure you stay tuned. Subscribe to the channel. Subscribe via iTunes. If you write a review, please let us know. We'll send you some swag. But if this podcast has helped you out ever, just maybe once, give us a share, write a review. We would greatly appreciate it. And Rob and I don't mind if you talk in slang terms about the young kid and the old buck keeping me in line. That's okay.
If the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits. Yes, that's right. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
And this is AskDroneULive.com.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.